You're listening to SBS News.
Today, the place where the Malaysian Airlines Boeing 777 crashed nearly 5 years ago is full of sunflowers. For many of the families of the 38 Australian victims, it's become an indelible image, with investigators combing through the wreckage for answers. Brisbane man Paul Gard lost his parents on MH17 and has welcomed the news that four men, three Russians and a Ukrainian, will face trial.
But we need to make sure this doesn't happen again, and whether that involves holding people to account, which is part of it, but also changing the rules around flying over conflict zones, I think both of those things are important.
Sydney Sacred Heart nun Sister Philomene Tiernan also died. For more than 10 years, she was a nurturing figure to the girls at Kincoppel Rose Bay boarding house. The school is honouring her memory with a bursary in perpetuity for three students to attend the school. Anne-Marie Bennett is the director of boarding at the school.
The story of the accident and the tragedy, the symbol of the sunflower seeds, is very profound for us. That idea that, you know, something might wither, something might die, but something very special can grow from that.
She says that the tragedy had a lasting impact on students at the school.
The grieving was profound and long, for quite a long time. The girls needed support and encouragement to see the value of her life, and the way now that we've developed the bursary funds in memory of her to continue her good work with the boarders.
Sister Mary Shanahan says students at the school are pleased that Sister Phil's legacy as an educator will live on after her death in the plane crash.
Well, I think they're very, very happy that the children have been given the possibility of continuing with an education that Phil loved and obviously dedicated her life to, and for us to think that there are children who will continue to receive that education is happy for us. We're happy for that.
Sister Mary says a wing of the school also bears the nun's name.
We don't want to dwell on who we have to forgive or what we have to forgive. The more important thing for us is that the love that she had in her life, that's the legacy that will go on. It's love that we want her memory to. That's our memory of her.
Political leaders and victims' families hope something like this never happens again. They're calling for Russia to cooperate with the court case and hope that the trial of the alleged perpetrators will bring out the truth of what really happened to Flight MH17. Felicity Davey, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.